Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Marie, there's so much around this work that you've been dedicated to over the last 30 years. What are some of the, like you've described some of the best practices in terms of, you know, make sure that you're facing a door, get your compass out. We've touched lightly on some of the worst practices, but what are like the top three things that you sort of see people do that you go, oh, like that would have been really easy not to do, but you've done that?
Yeah. Well, I think the first one is making sure that you look at your house really like through the eyes of God. Like you're walking in and you're like, what is there around here? Like you come in, there's shoes on the ground, there are boxes from Amazon hanging around. Like you come in, like things are like not cleaned up, it's a mess. I mean, these are simple things that we can organize, yeah? Because, and some people like, but you know, everybody has shoes on the ground. Not everybody has that. I've never seen that in the houses of billionaires, to be honest. You know, they have a shoebox or they have a closet where they put the shoes in, right? So it's just like when you come in, you make sure everything is organized and clean. And so as you're walking through the house, clutter is definitely a chaos creator, not just in the physical level, but in your mind, because you want your mind to be focused and clear. But if everything you see is chaos, that doesn't help. So even if you start working on your desk, like before I start working with you, I made sure that everything is organized because I want to be focused and I don't want to be subtracted from everything that is around me. Yeah. So these are simple things we can do. So looking at organizing things as much as we can. A second thing is we can look at you know, don't have debt energy around you, right? So people have potpourri around them or dead plants, dried up plants, dried up leaves. I mean, this is all dead bodies. I would say like, you know, your house is not a cemetery, so get rid of that, yeah? And then, you know, sometimes people also put ashes or from their beloved ones in strong places, in strange places. Like they put them in, you know, in their bedroom. I'm like, you know, don't do that. It's old energy. It's passed on energy. If you want to honor it, put it in the living room, for example. Don't put it in your workspace. I was suddenly recently with somebody and they had three urns of ashes in her office. And I said to her, that's not your business. Your business is financial support for people. It's just the wrong thing. You know, you can have an image of your family that passed on to support you because they're loved ones, but the ashes, that's kind of a next thing that you need to avoid, you know? So we just need to become more aware of what is there and just look around. Like sometimes people have images of their children and their grandchildren, and they're like when they're 5, 6 years old, meanwhile they're 30 years old. You know, it's like, just update your pictures, yeah? So because when you do that, or even in your romance, and like people are like, oh, I have my wedding pictures still up. Yeah, but you're like 25 years later, you know, you look different. you know, have current pictures up. Yeah. So to say I'm happy in the state I am right now with who we are, right, at that age. Like, we just took a new picture yesterday for Valentine, my husband and I. So that will be a picture that I will put up again, because, you know, we just need to upgrade it all the time. So these are small things. I just want you to be more aware of what is around you. And then definitely the last part I want to focus on, be careful about the things you place above your headboard. Yeah. So in your headboard, make sure there's no images of water or fierce animals or anything violent or anything that you feel like could fall on your head. And how would you feel if that's there? Right. I remember somebody hanging there, two tigers. I'm like, to be honest, I wouldn't sleep anytime if there are two tigers hanging above my headboard. You know, it's like, think about your brain is not making a difference between the image and the reality. In your subconscious mind, it is as it is really there. Yeah. So remove that. Remove the water images, because you're drowning at night. Yeah. So just become more aware of what you see, what is around you in your office, in your workspace. Is that aligned with what you do there?
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.